Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Certainly is a special day today that God has blessed us with. Every day that God wakes us up is a special day. And I'm just excited about this morning on here, July the 14th, on Tuesday morning. God is so good that he would wake us up each day and allow us to see another day and breathe in the moment. You know, today's daily assignment is live in the moment. You know, live in the moment for God. Live in the moment for Christ. You know, God is, he is allowing us to breathe fresh new air. He's allowing us to see another day. God is awesome. You know, I was thinking how we're distracted each day. We're distracted because the enemy has come in and fought us so hard to get back and not focused on kingdom. And we've got to live in the moment. You know, we live for tomorrow. We live for next week. But hardly ever do we.
Right. We're not. We'll live. Now,
he has a plan and a purpose for God. Just live in the moment. We're missing out on some precious moments. We're missing out, you know, on just the manifestation of God's love. We're missing out because God, you know, is trying to get our attention, and instead of him getting our attention and being allowed to do so, we are missing out on, you know, what God has for us. And we cannot allow, you know, things to get in our way. We cannot allow, you know, the enemy to steal. Oh, the enemy is playing his role. The enemy is playing his role so perfectly, you know, and we've got to make sure that we know, first and foremost, what our role is and that we play our role, you know. And, you know, the script says that we are not to be distracted. And God is saying, live in the moment. Live in me. Breathe in me. Trust in me. Have faith in me. That means that all of our focus should be on God. You know, and if we're not on God, then how can we live in the moment? What God is doing for you here and now. Living in the moment means that God is living the moment means that God is Christ.
of God is the God.
Living in the moment requires that you understand God's plan for your life. Living in the moment does not say that you just merely
earth, no bones.
This weekend I was studying for the message for the episodes on Sunday that are carried out, and God just came in and dropped some scriptures to me, and the scripture just came about again today. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You know, part of being distracted is what you see. Part of being distracted is what you're focused on. Part of being distracted is the state of losing your focus, the state of changing your focus from one thing to another. And God is saying, you know, sometimes we let life distract us. We let our current situations distract us. We let all these worldly things fill our mind and imagination, and we look at the natural and what it looks like. And we allow it to dwell and to fester and to, you know, the enemy to take it and use it and manipulate us, you know, with it. We've got to pray constantly. We've got to pray without ceasing. We've got to reach out and touch God. We've got to ask God to clear our minds and give us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, that his understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. We've got to pray and ask God to just give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, because the enemy wants you to walk constantly in confusion. The enemy wants you to walk constantly in disarray. Thought process to take our mindset, and we've got to, you know, begin to live in the moment. We've got to begin to move towards God. We've got to reach out and commune with God even the more, because, you know, our minds, you know, there's a saying that says a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Our minds, we have to have the mindset of the kingdom. We got to have the mind for Christ. We got to have a mind for our sisters and our brothers. We got to have a mind to want just to be used by God in his kingdom and on this earth. And so we've got to, you know, understand that God is standing. He is here. He's ready to deliver us. He's ready to give us the peace and joy, the gifts of him. He's ready to carry us through our situations. You know, I was thinking, you know, the situations that we encounter, they're here to build us and mold us. You know, one of the topics this weekend was suffering for the glory of God, you know, and, you know, we got to have the mindset to suffer, to move into, you know, God's glory, to move into, you know, God's realm, you know, to do away with the worldly realm, do away with these man's traditional practices, do away with these things that are taking our minds off of God. You know, and God says that he won't have any idols. Anything that you're focusing on that is not on God, that is an idol, because it has taken your focus off of God and it is keeping your focus off of God. So we've got to be very careful what we, you know, divulge. We got to be very careful in what we spend our time meditating on. We should be meditating on the word day in and day out. You know, that word is a keeper. That word is, you know, the source of what you need to make it throughout the day. That word is going to keep you in the times where you're going through situations. It reminds you of God's promise. So God is saying, keep your mind stayed on me. Keep your mind so that, you know, you may know and hear my voice. Keep your mind focused on my word and my promises so that you will be able to see it manifested out among the earth. Keep your mind, you know, structured and, you know, and in that word and solid as a solid foundation on the word of God. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us this morning, you know, and he would wake us up. So many times we get up and we just run off and we don't, you know, give God the acknowledgement for waking us up that day. We don't give God the acknowledgement for the provision and the protection that he's given us. We don't give God the acknowledgement for another day that he has made. You know, we've got to take time out when we wake up, you know, and give God the praise. Thank him for yet another day. Thank him for moving on this earth. Thank you. Thank him for just allowing, you know, us to fellowship with him, allowing the relationship, you know, because, you know, God is just so awesome. He's allowing us to go back to the Garden of Eden, but you got to go back with the right mindset. And that mindset is not distracted. Mindset is stayed on God. That mindset is focused in the kingdom. And so God is saying, get your mind right. You know, we've got to check ourselves. We got to check our mindset. We got to check our thoughts. We've got to shake these distractions, and we got to move into the realm of God. We got to move and get ourselves positioned to where God would want us to be and need us to be in this very hour. We submitted our lives and said that we were available. We were available vessels. Well, God says that, you know, we speak a lot of things, but our hearts are saying something totally different. And God is saying that I need your lips and your heart to line up. You know, your lips and your heart to line up. Your lips and your heart to line up. You know, they worship with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So you got to understand that God is saying, line it up. Line your actions up. Line your actions up with your words, you know. And so God is so awesome that he would just visit us, you know, and allow us to just move in his love, move freely and flow in the spirit. Move, you know, and it's something just to move because someone somewhere is not able to move. We take a lot of things for granted. We take for granted that God's going to wake us up tomorrow. We take for granted that God's going to allow us to see another day. We take for granted that God's going to provide for us, and he's going to allow us to, you know, move freely with all the activities of our limbs. And, you know, it is God that blessed us with each and every breath. It is God that blessed us to see. It is God that is faithful and constant, and we've got to become faithful and constant in, you know, in reciprocity to God's faithfulness and his constancy. And so we've got to understand that God is looking for a faithful people, a committed people, an army. He's looking for the soldiers that he's built for this war, for this battle. You know, and we're battling for Jesus. We're battling for kingdom. We're reaching out in the wilderness, and we're pulling our sisters and our brothers out. You cannot do that if you don't have the right mindset. You cannot do it if you don't have the right GPS signal. You cannot do it if your discernment is not on key. You cannot do it if you haven't tapped into the love of God. And so we've got to get our minds right. We've got to live in the moment, in Jesus Christ. We've got to focus where focus needs, you know, attention. We got to focus on the, we've got to seek him like never before and pray and reach out and call upon his name And we've got to just intercede for this world, because this world is in trouble. There's so many different mindsets, and that's why it's important that we protect, you know, we protect our mindset, that we ask God to protect us every day. We ask God to just come and commune with us and to speak with us and to lead us and to guide us. You know, it is so funny that we ask for guidance, but when God is trying to give us guidance, we don't want that guidance. But God is still the same God now that he was back then, and he's still doing the same thing. He is still, you know, standing for his glory. He's standing for his people. He's standing for, you know, his promises. You know, and so we've got to understand that God never changed. He never changes. It is us that change. So we've got to, you know, we got to understand that God is saying, put your faith in me, keep your eyes on me, move forward in me. Everything must be in me. I am your source. I will provide. I will protect. I will deliver. I will heal. I will do wondrous things in your life and through your life, so that the people will see me, so that the people will understand that you are my servant, so that the people will understand that I am still here. I am still with you. I will stand no matter what. I am eternal life. I am the light that lights the path of darkness. I am, and that is so profound, because I am says that God is, I am. You know, it just when you think about it, you know, it touches your heart, because that means that God is all-encompassing. God is surrounding us. God is in the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit just lives and dwells, and God looks for opportunities to bless you. God looks for opportunities so that you can see his face. God looks and uses those opportunities to, you know, to manifest his blessings, to manifest his word upon this earth. And so we've got to look for opportunities to be a servant. We've got to look for opportunities to minister in God's name. We've got to look for opportunities to be just as faithful and constant as God is being, and reaching out to the people, going out to the vineyard and working like never before. The night is near, and we've got to find ourselves working even faster, working even harder. And we've got to move forward and allow God to just do the work in us that needs to be done. We've got to be available. We've got to be found seeking him. We've got to be found in that word. We've got to be found getting armored up. We've got to be found looking to Jesus for everything. We've got to be found thanking God and acknowledging him for all things. We've got to be found acknowledging God for who he is and what he is to us in our lives. God is so faithful. And so I just certainly just want man. So God is faithful, because man is not faithful. Man is not reliable. Man is not dependable. So I said on my sermon just that, you know, I wouldn't want to limit myself. So we depend on man, but man can only see as far as we can. And I wouldn't want to depend on man or depend on someone that's only able to see as far as I'm able to see. I want the almighty, all sovereign God of this earth and of heaven. So the only God on this heaven, on this earth and in heaven, the only God of promises that fulfills his promise, the constant God, the faithful God,
God, our Father, our Creator, God, I thank you for just allowing this platform again, God. I thank you just for the words that you're giving your people, oh God. God, I thank you for just nurturing us, oh God, and nourishing us, God, with the word, oh God. God, I thank you for just, you know, allowing me to be a vessel to serve you, God, and to serve your people, oh God. God, bless your people like never before, oh God. Give them the strength to face another day, oh God. Give them the courage, God, to move in you, oh God. Give them the understanding, God, of your word and your promises, oh God. I ask now that you put down in them a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, oh God. A hunger and a thirst to move into you, God. An inquisitive mind, God, to want to know more about you and your son, Jesus Christ. An inquisitive mind to want to know what the life of living dedicated to God, what it feels like and what it means. And we thank you, God, because you are just remind us, God, of your faithfulness. Remind us, God, of your presence. Remind us, God, of your promises, oh God. Remind us, God, that we're not alone, oh God. Remind us, God, that you hear us, God, when we pray. And you reached out to us. You reached your hand to us, oh God. Allow us to take hold, oh God, and to hold on, God. Hold on like never before, oh God. Allow us to not get distracted, oh God. Help us, oh God. Give us the words, God, that would enrich our lives and that would comfort us and motivate us, that would admonish us to move forward in the kingdom, oh God. Give us the mindset of kingdom focus, oh God. Give us the mindset, God, of you. Give us the eyes that you would have, God, to see on this earth. Give us the spirituality that we need, God, to be protected and provided and be equipped, God, for you. Oh God, allow them to live out the kingdom assignment today, oh God. Allow them to move, God, in you, and allow them to see you move, oh God. God, I thank you just for everything that you're doing in our lives, oh God. If you don't do not one more thing, God, you've already done enough. And we want to be appreciative of what you've done, oh God. We want to acknowledge you for who you are in our lives. We want to make sure, God, that we're not taking things for granted, oh God. We want to make sure, God, that we're doing what thus saith the Lord. God, bless them like never before. Allow them to just move in your spirit, oh God. Allow them to touch your sisters and brothers, oh God. Allow them to just reach out, God, and begin to minister through their actions and words, oh God, so that they may be a blessing. They may be an encouragement to someone else, God, that may be going through. God, we rebuke the spirit of depression. We rebuke the spirit of procrastination. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We rebuke, God, the spirits, any spirits that are not like you, oh God. And we welcome, God, we welcome your spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome your manifestation. We welcome you, God. We welcome you. We welcome you. And I thank you, God, just for allowing this time to allow us to come before your presence, oh God, and to kneel, God, and to sup with you, oh God. We thank you, God, because you're not untouchable, oh God. We thank you, God, because you already know, God, what we need. We thank you, God, spiritually, God, that you fulfill us, oh God. And naturally, you fulfill us. And we thank you for all, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. And amen. God is so awesome that he would just allow us this time to wake up, God, and wake up and to give him the glory. We should always be wanting to give him the glory. We should always be wanting to acknowledge God for who he is. We should always be reminded that he created us and that he has purpose for us. And we should always be seeking God's purpose for our life. Now, God has visited you this morning, gave you the daily kingdom assignment. I pray that you move in the assignment of God and that you move freely.
so that others may know the assignment. And I thank God for you this morning. I pray that you are blessed. I pray that your day is blessed. Your morning is blessed. I pray that anything that you do today is blessed and that it gives homage to the Father. It gives admonition to our Creator, our Sovereign God. And I thank God for, you know, you. Be blessed.